Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. Summer is a time for some pretty serious salad making to go along with some pretty serious grilling, and most salads need a little zing, and the various members of the onion family were put on Earth to do just that. And we shouldn't be surprised that a lot of these oniony veggies can serve multiple roles. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of the Waterfront Kitchen, fill us in on some of the things that we should look for.
Well, you know, I think the fun things are things like leeks, which I think everybody stares at in the grocery store but tends to walk by.
Unless you're a Welshman.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. And everyone always asks, how far can you go up the stalk to use them? I mean, you could go pretty far, I think. I mean, most leeks these days are grown in sand.
Right.
And so they're always dirty. I mean, a quick trick is to fill a big container full of water, chop your leeks and put it in the water, and the sand will float, sort of settle to the bottom, and the leeks float on top.
Oh, that's good.
You can just sneak, you know, just strain them out and use them. I prefer them cooked a little bit, you know, quickly sauteed in some butter. I think it sweetens them up nicely.
Yeah.
But you can certainly use them raw in salads. But they have a great flavor, and I think once you start using them, you're going to fall in love with them, because I like that sort of almost oniony but not quite flavor they have.
Right, and you can cross-cut them and get a really nice little kind of semicircle thing going.
Exactly.
That are great in salads.
I agree. Green onions.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Or scallions. I know there's people say there might be a difference. I've never been able
to figure it out.
These are basically bunching onions. They're picked young, before the bulb actually forms, so they're relatively mild. These you can use the green all the way up to the top. I actually find the green more interesting than the white parts.
I think you're right.
And I use them on lots of things, just throwing just basically little cross sections of green stems into anything. They work great.
Yeah, and they're a wonderful garnish. You can do all sorts of little tricks with them.
Yeah, certainly.
And they're really a lot of fun.
There's a red variety out there, which is also very nice to use in salads, because I think the color contrast is nice. Look for those. There's not much of a difference in taste, but certainly a very nice sort of look when you put these sort of reddish onions in there. And easy to grow, too. My mother used to basically just cut the bottoms off and put them in a glass sort of jar full of oil and vinegar and leave them in the fridge.
Oh, wow.
If you cut the bottoms off and put them right in the vinegar, the onion will soak a little bit of that vinegar up into it. And we used to just pick them out of the refrigerator and eat them like candy.
Oh, man.
Just chew on them with the olive oil and the vinegar, and they're really delicious.
Anything a little more exotic come to mind?
Well, so garlic scapes you'll be seeing at the farmer's market a lot right now. Basically, everybody knows you eat the bottom part of the plant, but I don't think many people know about the top part. It's the first growth, and it's actually sort of starting a new plant. Farmers like to take that top part off because it makes the plant focus on the bulb underneath. And you end up picking those off, and this way you're getting better cloves of heads of garlic underground. But those have an incredible flavor. They can be used raw or cooked. Making pesto out of them is quite interesting. A garlic scape pesto is wonderful, tossed in pasta or just actually on your salad. But they can be sauteed also like greens, and they actually get a little bit more mild when you cook them. And they're wonderful to just saute in a little olive oil and use as a garnish on steaks or chicken.
How much does that garlicky flavor influence it?
A little bit. It's much more mild than, than actually the piece of garlic. It's more green. It's got this more like kind of green garlicky taste rather than really pungent garlic.
Oh, but that sounds like a great addition.
Yeah, it's
to
a great
a salad.
One. And you'll see them in the markets now too.
And finally, real quick, we shouldn't forget shallots, which we're starting to see some.
Yeah, shallots are great. I think they're a bit sort of earthy compared to onion, and they do well, especially sauteed in butter.
They do. They're wonderful. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.